Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
Hello, once again. I was not a fan of that intro, maybe because I felt like I was trying. And no one likes to try. Well, people do try. But I do not personally enjoy the trying because it means I'm not quite doing. So I'm going to do it again. Oh, welcome to the listening of what I'm saying. Hope you enjoy your listening skills. Develop your listening skills so you can enjoy this further, possibly. So basically what I'm saying there is if I'm not sounding good to you, it's because you're not listening well enough. You're the problem. Your fault. You're the issue. Fix it with a tissue. Yeah. Blame. Let's play the blame game, shall we? It's never the one blaming's fault. It's always the other people who are involved observing the situation that person is creating. It's their fault because they're in the way. Why? Because people like to run away from responsibility. Yes. Yes, that seems to be the case. It seems to be. So, how painful is that? If everyone else is the issue, then how are you ever going to fix it? Because then they'd have to fix it. And you can't rely on other people to fix the problem that you're dealing with. So, take responsibility. Then that means you can fix it right now. You can change it right now. Otherwise, you're just going to be waiting on everyone else around you. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's going to cause you to hold yourself back in life, and you're not really going to get anywhere. Why? Because you're... I just said that. I just said because other people slow you down. But not necessarily true. I'm probably coming from that point of view because I've been spending a lot of time by myself trying to figure myself out. I'm sure people... the right people that correlate with you will definitely boost you and help you soar to the moon, as you will them. Points being made? I'm just saying things. Really, really, really... I know I haven't been talking for a while. Mainly... I feel like I could make an excuse, but I don't think I have an excuse. I just haven't done it. It's as simple as that. I felt like I haven't really had much to talk about, but then at the same time, like, I don't feel like I have much to talk about until I talk about it, you know? It's kind of a situation of bringing the unconscious into the conscious. I don't really know what I have to say until I say it. I don't know. I just blurt things out, and then I correct myself as I go along. But that's the situation. However, this is something that I wanted to use. I mainly just want to remind myself of this through this podcast. So it's not really for any of you guys, so don't worry about it. Or, well, I mean, don't worry in general. There's no point. It's just a waste of energy. But, I mean, take what you want from it. But I was listening to a guy. I can't remember his name at all. But he's basically... saying that it's not about where you're going, it's about where you're coming from. And essentially what he means by that is, what is the source that's driving your direction? Where are you actually coming from? So say if you're like making a business or something and you want to make, and you're selling shoes, like what do you want to give to people? It's like, oh, comfortable shoes. Okay, take away the product. What is it you're giving to people? Oh, okay, comfort. Okay, so your intention is to bring comfort to people. That's what you have to give. So that made me start to think about what it is where I'm coming from. And I've realized recently I've been coming from a place of bringing truth to people, helping other people realize their truth. And as necessary as I believe that is, I think it was lacking a sense of compassion and love. Which was essentially causing people to feel tense and under pressure when I would kind of question them on things. And I felt like, yeah, it was more tension than it was causing me tension, because first I felt like they weren't expressing their truth, but how was I supposed to know their truth, you know? It's their truth. I don't know. I don't know, but I guess, like, because I have my truth, I kind of, I guess, yeah, because I trust in my truth, I guess in some way I couldn't help but believe that my truth is everyone else's truth, and they should follow that, which is definitely not the way to go. You're forcing other people in your little box. Mm-mm-mm-mm. As much as I hate a roof, no one can fit in my box. So, yeah. So instead, because I was lacking love, I was kind of forcing something on other people. I was projecting, essentially. Even if I felt it was a positive projection, I was still doing it. So that, I gotta change. So what is the other source that I would prefer to come from? Well, I was looking at it. Looked a little deep at it, and I was having a snoop around in the old psyche. And three things that I really believe are key in life is, number one, and it's one for a reason, love. Number two, truth. And number three, joy. Those three things in combination are a recipe for a cake of life. Cake of life? A firework of life? A really good life, basically, all right? Calm the soup down. So, those three things. So what was my intention? I guess, so at least one I'm going to adapt in, what's the word? At least one I'm going to use for now and see how it goes. That's what it's about. I'm not stuck with it. I can test it out, see if it works. If it doesn't work, I could try new. But here's what I'm doing is I want to, where I'm coming from, the source is I want to joyfully raise awareness for loving awareness. That's my key. That's where I'm coming from. Joyfully and excitably raise awareness for loving awareness. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try that out, see how we flow, and I'll let you guys know how that goes. Probably in the next podcast. Now that I have more of an intention towards the next podcast, I'm kind of linking in. That probably means there'll be another podcast. Maybe soonish, maybe not. Who the hell knows? I'm not giving myself any barriers. I just create as I wish to create. And wabam, stuff comes out. Whew. All right, that's cool. That feels good. I feel directed. I feel like I have some sort of plan, but not one that's gonna, like, bleh. I guess I think I have a thing against plans. What's wrong with a plan, bro? A plan is useful. I guess I like to improvise. I think when someone just improvises something off the bat, that's an incredible thing. Like, they make something incredible without even planning it beforehand. Now, that's like a wow. That gets me. That's like unbelievable. But planning, I don't know, I'm still figuring out planning. But I mean, I'm doing planning, that's for sure. I'm planning. Planning's good. Planning has its benefits. We cannot deny that planning has some benefits. I think I heard someone say once, if you're not planning something, you're planning, you're essentially planning for failure. And I'm essentially saying essentially a lot. But hey, it's not one I use often, so let's throw that in the vocabulary. Yeah, we'll see if we go. Just try things out, whatever. Don't stress about it, take it easy. Play with it, flip it around, check it upside down. Does it look good from the underneath as it does the top? No? Maybe try to give the bottom a little scrub. Why not? Oh, whoa, that's weird. I'm observing a weird-looking bug outside of my household. I think he wishes to enter, and he makes me nervous, so I don't know if I wish to let him in. But I guess I'll let him do his thing. Anyway. Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'm happy with that. Happy, joyful, essential. How are you feeling today? What's your emotional state telling you? And how is it in relation to your thought process? Give yourself a little question. How are your emotions? And how are they in relation to your thought process? Are they complementing one? Are they reflecting one another? If so, is it something that's making you feel good? Or is it making you feel bad? Now, if it's making you feel bad, there's definitely no need to fret. Don't worry. It's not the end of the world. It's not life imploding upon you, saying, nope, not having you today. Don't want you on my surface. Go float off into space. That's not what it's saying. I'm not quoting it, no. Just making up a load of hooey. All it is you, like real you, telling yourself, I don't like what you're doing. That's all it's saying. Like, I don't like what you're doing, because it doesn't help me. And by me, he means you. Or she means you. Or it means you. I don't know the whole thing at the moment. Anyway. So, yeah, your emotions are there to essentially guide you.
Essentially, they're there to guide you along the route of, I like this and I don't like that, but I'm going to stay on the I like this because it makes me feel good.
It's crazy how people kind of condemn people who do things that make them feel good. Like, chill, bro. It does happen. It happens in, for example, religions seem to condemn sex. It feels good. Go have sex if you want to have sex. Why not? Maybe take it easy. I mean, the population is pretty high at the moment, so maybe be aware of what you're doing while you're doing it. Awareness is always key. Never do anything without awareness. If you do that, then the population reaches an uncontrollable level. Look where we're at now. See? High levels of unconsciousness. Just chill. Chill the floop out. Take it easy, be aware, and have fun. Because if you're aware that you're having fun, then you're also aware if your fun is harming other people. But I mean, when I say harming other people, like really harming them. Not as like that puck guy who's like watching you have fun being like, stop doing that, it's bad for the grass, I just mowed the lawn. Like, that guy needs to chill as well. Trust me, people are going to get offended over the stupidest of things. Like, why? Why? I don't know why. People just like to cause themselves suffering. That's so ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. Know where you're coming from, not where you're going. Screw where you're going. Screw the path. Screw this whole path. Your journey. Keep walking. Just whatever. Just be where you are and enjoy that space. See where you are right now and make some stuff around you. That surround yourself with things that you've made that makes you feel better about you because you made it. And that's your joy, you know? I think of it like this, like the whole, with the Instagram and the Facebook, my girlfriend, well, deleted Facebook for quite a while. She's kind of on and off it. But she's basically saying, oh, I don't like it because there's all this negative stuff coming through and all that. I was like, well, then delete the people who are creating negative content for you to look at. Just get rid of that. And then what are you left with? Positive content. So then that means anytime you go on Facebook, you're just inspired and motivated, you know? Like, my Instagram is filled with, like, motivational speakers and things like that. So every time I turn it on, it's basically saying, like, get off your ass and do something today. And then I look at my phone, I'm like, yeah, I should do something. Like, just surround yourself with the right stuff. People are always trying to create more and more. They're trying to basically cover their unhappiness and just hide it away. But they still keep it. Why? Kick it out the door. You don't need it. Acknowledge it. Be like, are you helping me? You're not really doing much to me. You're just moaning. Like, goodbye. Maybe look at it, observe it, be like, why am I feeling that? Is there a reason to feel that? Because it may just be like you're looking at a window that hasn't been cleaned in a while, you know? It's still a window. It could be fine. Just give it a clean. But don't just let it sit there and be like, no, I'm just going to close the curtains. Like, no. You're preventing perfectly good light from coming in through the window. And to be honest, we all need that light. So clean the flipping window and you're fine. Just get rid of the dirt. Just get rid of the dirt. That's all you gotta do. If you want a really good light, just get rid of the dirt. Sweep it out the door. Thank you, goodbye. I am done with you. You know? Easy. Simple, easy, basic, straightforward, and wha-bam. Life becomes whatever you want it to be.
Essentially.
Yeah. So, cool. You made your bed this morning? Seems like a small little job, but makes a big difference to your life. Again, it's your environment. If you've got a messy environment, you're just going to feel messy on the inside. Your thoughts are just going to be protruding over your other thoughts, over your other thoughts, over your other thoughts, and then you're not even going to know what the hell's going on inside your head. Then your emotions are definitely going to be out of whack because you don't know what the heck's going on inside of you. Now, that's dangerous. You don't know what's going on inside of you. Who knows what you're doing outside of yourself? Like, jeez, that's a dangerous person. Gotta be careful around someone like that. They can hurt themselves or you. So, yeah. I feel like I've talked about a few things today. I wouldn't even know what I'm gonna put as a title for this, but I guess I'll figure it out. Have you been outside today? Have you breathed some fresh air? I'm currently living in Vietnam. I mean, I've been outside. The air isn't that fresh, but I'm still grateful that there's air. I wouldn't get very far if I didn't have air. Air. I'm saying air funny. Air. Air. You don't really pronounce the R, do you? Unless you're American. Air. Got a good amount of air out there. Because I just stare at the sky and now I'm gonna blare my music really loud even though I don't really want to. I prefer my silence personally. I like the silence. Hello silence, my old friend. Anyway, I think I'm just kinda dragging this out now. As much fun as I'm having, is it serving the people? Is it serving myself? Well, let's start with one of those. Serving the people. I don't know. That's really up to you, what you take of it. I'm not really in control of the information that you receive. I mean, I am. Again, it comes down to listening skills, people. Are you listening right now? Are you listening to me? Listening? If not, I mean, that is your thing. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a problem. I'd just say, like, it's not really, that's not serving you, you know? Not listening is not serving you. I don't feel like I'm just blurting out poop. I feel like there's something to be taken from what I'm saying. But then again, I'm the one saying it, so of course I'd say that, you know? Is it serving me? Oh, it's definitely serving me. Doing this? Just like unloading, having a real look at what I'm doing. Because if it's all crowding up inside me, again, I'm going to get all out of whack. So you need a way to plop that shit outside of yourself, you know? Consciously. Conscious. You know? That feels good. Oh, yeah. Sweet ass. Sweet ass. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna plug myself quickly. I now have a podcast. Yeah, you'd probably be aware of that, right? Seeing as you're listening to this. Well, I also have a blog. How about that? I started one of those as well. It's got a couple things on there. I'm still writing. I don't really hold myself to any time frames of when I write. I just express when I feel I need to express. Maybe I'll put something today. I feel particularly creative and expressive. So I'll probably do that. Plus, I don't work until later this evening, so I've got a lot of time on my hands, and I don't want to waste my day playing video games. So I'll probably do that. If you want to find me, it's Dylan. It's all like one word, Dylan. D-light. So it kind of looks like Dill and Light. But yeah, Dylan D. Light, one word, .blogspot.com, I think. I think it's Blogspot or Blogspace. Blogspot. It's one of those blogger things. It's like blogger.com. I made it on there. But yeah, dylandelight.blogspot.com. Check it out. I've got some interesting things on there. I personally like them myself. Yes, I said I like them myself. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous to make something and not like it yourself. I'm a songwriter, and if I wrote songs that I didn't enjoy singing, then what would be the point? I love the songs I make. Like, it'd be stupid not to. Like, anyway, maybe I'm just being vain there. I don't think that's the case at all. I'm just appreciative of what I can do, because I know I'm capable of much. Do you believe the same? Are you aware that you are capable of anything that you want to do? If you are not, then you need to get a fucking grip on yourself, mate. You're just holding yourself back. Get up and do things, because you can do them. Just do it, alright? Stop moping and being like, oh, no, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not capable. I just can't. I'm just not. Shut up, mate. Go do it. It's simple. Just stand up and do it. Jeez. Oh, you're mopping and groping. I only know you're mopping because I've mopped as well. It don't do you any service. Just go. All right? Go now. Stop listening to this and go. Stop it. Or do what you want to do while listening to this. But I've got to tell you, we're not going to be on much longer. So just go. Get out of there. Throw your phone out the window. Or at least turn it off and put it on the side corner of your counter and go do what you want to do, okay? Jeez. Jeez. I say that with love, of course. People need a kick. I've definitely been a bit harder on people lately. That's for sure. Because I feel like people are just lazy. Because I've been lazy. I've been infamous for being lazy. And I'm so grateful for the people that kicked me right up the butthole and made me go, woo-choo! You know? So I'm glad. But yeah, I think compassion, I think there's a balance. Sometimes you got to be a hard ass. And sometimes you got to caress people on the head very gently and pat them and be like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. But it's also okay. So don't worry about it being okay, because it is okay. Right? Chill. So yeah. Again, I'll figure out the whole thing, but this is my intention. Joyfully raising awareness of loving awareness. According to Ram Dass, what I'm basically saying is raising awareness for yourself, because he considers himself loving awareness. I think that's a great way to look at yourself. That's awesome. But then again, the thing that I'm looking at is probably just ego. Like, I don't know if I'm actually looking at myself. I don't think you can just look at yourself. I think you're much more than what you could look at. If that makes sense. You're much more than what you can look at. Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying things once again. I'll check it out. Maybe if I have some profound experience where it's like, yes, Dylan was right, then I'll let you know. But if I'm wrong, then I'll probably still let you know. I don't know. I think it's just as important to check out the holes that you've put in your boat. Like, if you deny a hole in your boat, you're going to sink, obviously. Obviously. So, yeah, don't lie to yourself. It can be hard to realize that you've just messed up your own boat, but you need to know that you did it. You got to admit it. Like, if you said something that's wrong, be aware of it and, okay, all right, okay. I made a mistake. My mistake. Whoopsie-daisy. Let's fix it. I'm not going to run away from the problem now. I've admitted it. It's there. Okay. I can run away, but I'm not going to run away because it needs fixing. Because otherwise I'm going to drown, because I can swim, but I mean, I've never like been in water for like too long without. So, well, that's not. I'm confused with what I'm saying. Anyway, how long have we been on this? We've been on this for 25 minutes exactly. Ooh, lovely, 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 lovely. Yeah. I feel like that's all that I wanted to talk about. I mean, I didn't really have an intention of what I was going to talk about entirely. I had a little prick of a thing. But, yeah, I think that's me. That's also you. That's us as a team. What are you going to do? Get up off your ass. Get up off your ass. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Get up off your ass. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Yeah, that's it. Right that. Right now. And make a move. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. If it helps you. Yes. Go forward. Go back. But don't go too far. Because if you go back too far, then you're going to miss out on what's in front of you. Because it's confusing. You probably walk into a wall because you can't see what's behind you and in front of you at the same time. Unless you're dreaming. You can do a lot while you're dreaming. But don't be lost in it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going on about a lot of stuff. Alright, it's like, I feel like it's like one of those calls that you're like, you hang up. No, you hang up. I just don't want to hang up exactly, but I feel like I should. Why should I? I could talk for hours if I wanted to, I guess. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. Let's see. I'm just gonna say things and see what other things come from that thing that I am talking about. I think I'm good. I think I've said a lot today. Maybe I'll put another one up anyway. But thank you for listening. Thank yourself for listening. If you listened, of course. I mean, if you listen, then you probably will. Because if you weren't listening, you wouldn't be aware that I just said that. So, good job to you. Who thanked themselves for listening. And I'm going to thank myself for talking. Great job. I also listen to myself. Wait, you can talk and listen at the same time. To yourself. Not someone else. Anyway. Yeah, good job. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Throw this thing about. Share it with your friends and your family and people who you feel like maybe could benefit from this. Or maybe even come back to me. Send me some messages if you have any questions or if you maybe have something that maybe contradicts what I was saying. I'd love to learn further. I'd like to further expand what I think I know, which is nothing, which is something, because nothing is something. And da 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 da. So yeah, I'll be here, wherever I am. And yeah, I look forward to hearing from you guys. Much appreciated. Goodbye. My phone's on lock. This is awkward. Give me. Okay, bye.